Surviving Outside Sales Podcast, hosted by Mike O'Kelly, presented by Sales Builder Academy. The goal is to survive and thrive all phases of outside sales, whether you're getting in, dominating, or getting out. Surviving Outside Sales. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Surviving Outside Sales Podcast. I'm your host, Mike O'Kelly. There is something when I talk with my students and when I talk with sales professionals that reach out to me, a lot of them have this false notion that things are just going to line up perfectly and that the timing is going to be perfect. And right now is not the right time. I'm here to tell you, as somebody who has tried almost everything, okay, as an entrepreneur, there is no perfect timing. That is a myth, okay? The timing is never going to be perfect. And if you're waiting for that, you are going to be waiting your entire life. There is no such thing as the right time to make a move. If you're waiting for the right time, opportunity in life is going to pass you by. You have to be willing to take risks, and you have to be willing to go after what you want in this world. It will not be handed to you. Trust me, I wish it was handed to me, but that is not the case. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, well, I've wanted to do X, Y, and Z, but you know, the timing is not right. When is it going to be right? Because something is always going to happen in your life. You're always going to meet that person. Possibly, oh, I'm about to get married. Oh, we're about to move into a new house. We're about to have children. The children are about to start school. I just had a loved one pass away. I just took a promotion at work. There's always going to be something. If you're listening to my voice right now, this is your permission to say yes to life and say yes to opportunity. Whatever that opportunity might be. Move to that new city. Take that new job. Follow that amazing leader. Build that side hustle. Explore your passion. Create that new revenue stream. Mentor that new teammate. Invest in your development. Get out of your comfort zone and eliminate a limiting mindset that I'm only going to do things when it's quote unquote the right time. That is a limiting mindset. That is not a growth mindset. And here's the thing with a growth mindset. When you are always looking for opportunity and you're always open to opportunities, it doesn't mean you take every opportunity, but you're open to them. If you're open to an opportunity and it just doesn't make sense to you, or you don't understand your path forward, that is a completely separate conversation than the right time, because there's never a right time to take a wrong opportunity. Okay. And trust me, I have taken tons of wrong opportunities in my career, and I did it because I thought, man, I can make a lot of money. And what happens is you get into it and you realize you don't have as much technical competence, experience, or know-how with said opportunity. And then you don't do anything with it and you get frustrated, or you spin your wheels trying to learn how to make that opportunity work. And you've just wasted time. Now, when I say waste, it's not you will learn something from it, but you've wasted time in the fact that you should never have gone after that in the beginning. So, I mean, I've talked to sales professionals in the last year who have moved for a promotion, and then they get to the new city and they say, well, I don't really like the city. And I ask the question, well, what have you done to draw the city closer to you? And they said, well, I really haven't done anything because I don't know anybody. Well, of course you don't know anybody. It's a new city. You have to go meet people. You have to put yourself out there. And I believe there is this overarching mindset that's limiting. And it is, well, it's just so hard to meet people. No, it's not. There are people everywhere. You're going to walk outside of your house today, and if you go in public, you're going to see at least 1,000 people. Now, are those 1,000 people going to be people that you want to have in your life? Well, I don't know. But you're never going to know until you start interacting with humans. And that's it. That is sales. Interacting with other human beings. Having conversations. Getting to know people. Understanding their frustrations. Understanding where they've come from, where they are today, and where they want to go with their life. What are their dreams and hopes and aspirations? How can you fulfill those with a product or service? How can you connect them with the right people? It's simple. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be easy. You're going to have to put the work in. This is the fallacy of technology. Technology has creeped into our lives to where it has taken over so many facets, and we expect that everything is going to happen for us. And that is not the case. Sales 15 years ago was much harder than it is today from the standpoint of interacting with your buyers. Today, all you have to do is just pop it on social media and you're going to get 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, maybe even 1,000,000 eyeballs. Do you know what it would have taken to get 1,000,000 eyeballs on your pitch, your product, your service 15 years ago? You'd have to be world famous. And now you don't have to be. You can just be Mary or John that lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is incredible. And what it has done is it has stunted the ability for people to go out and have interactions with other human beings. I call it the restaurant test. Okay. If you want to be great in sales, what you need to do is you need to go out to a restaurant by yourself. If you're by yourself, go sit at a bar. I will tell you, as a former bartender, bartenders are there to talk to you. Now, it doesn't mean that every single bar you go to, the bartenders are going to be professional. Some of them are not. Some of them just sit there and they're just worried about their tips and they're just going to service you drinks. But there are some bars and restaurants where the bartenders will make you feel at home. Talk to them. Have a conversation. Practice asking questions. How long have you been doing this? You can actually start by saying, do you mind if I ask you some questions? I'm just very curious about this whole industry. How long have you been a bartender? And let them start talking. That will give you the confidence to talk to other people, but you've got to practice. You've got to put in the reps. You have to be willing to do things that are uncomfortable. Perfect timing. There is none. Go out and do it. Fall flat on your face. Nobody is watching and nobody cares. When I started this podcast 2 years ago, I was terrified of what people were going to think about the podcast. Does it sound like I give a shit anymore? No, I don't, because I'm a doer, and anybody who's talking shit about this podcast is not. They are passive. They are sitting around listening to somebody else take control of their life. I don't care, and I'm not concerned with what they think. If you are a doer and you take action, you are a lion. Why should you be concerned with the opinions of sheep? That is the mentality that you have to take every single day. I don't want to disparage other people. I just don't care what they say. If they're just going to be a hater for hater's sake, who cares? If they're going to give some real constructive feedback, I will listen if it's respectful. And people have done that. They said, hey, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? Love the show. Well, thank you. You just complimented the show. Love the show. How about this? But there is no such thing as perfect timing. There's no perfect time to launch a podcast. I launched the podcast right after the birth of our second child. Was that a great time? Our little Morgan was just home from the hospital, and I'm doing Zoom interviews with people from all over the country. No, the timing was not ideal. I was sleep deprived. I had a lot going on in my life. I still have a lot going on in my life today. It doesn't mean I'm not going to take action. So if you're listening right now, understand that this is your permission to take action. Thank you all for everybody who's been listening. If you want to take action, I have got a lot of stuff going on right now that's really cool. Follow me on LinkedIn, because I'm just posting I'm going all in on LinkedIn. I kind of was dipping my toe in the water, but it's 2, 3, 4 posts a day, all about sales, all about opportunity, all about making money. Okay. Making money with your passion and things that you are great at. That is kind of, that was a hurdle that I got over. I felt kind of icky, you know, and that's a weird word, but I kind of felt icky talking about money, but let's be honest. This is what it's about. Okay. This is what it's about. It's about changing your life, changing your family's life. It's about making more money. So if you're tired, if you're frustrated, if you're not making the type of money that you want, DM me on LinkedIn and let's have a conversation. I've got plenty of opportunity for people to make money with me. And you got to take action though. I don't necessarily know who you are that's listening to this podcast. So you got to reach out to me. You got to take action. I get about 20 people that reach out to me weekly. They want to have conversations. They want to join what I'm doing. You can let that opportunity pass you by, or you can take action. It is up to you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. I hope everybody has a fantastic, fantastic weekend. Download the episode, share it with like-minded individuals, connect on LinkedIn, and let's rock and roll. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.